except tool that doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you come at all, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Road rage. Nothing you can do. You're gonna get into road rage. Road rage. Road rage.
Listen to this, Ramona. Here's the dumbest tweet anyone has ever sent me from somebody named William Brubaker. There isn't even a drill designed to test ball velocity. Yes, there is. That's how they get the measurements, Sherlock. The whole segment's been an effort to trash Rappaport and make yourself look good. Clean out your ears. Educate yourself. First of all, you have no idea what you're talking about. Secondly, I praised Rappaport repeatedly, said it wasn't on him, the numbers that were being reported to him. Do you not get that? I'm not sure what part of that you don't get. And that's the dumbest tweet. I've done radio a long time. That's the dumbest tweet that anyone's ever sent me. The dumbest. First, you have no idea what you're talking about. There is a measurement for ball velocity. They take it. It gets reported on. Ian Rappaport is the one who reported the numbers. As we said repeatedly, I wasn't blaming him for the inaccuracy in the numbers, as I actually just wrote him as well. So there was no part that was designed to trash Rappaport. Quite the contrary. In fact, again, I spent like 10 minutes praising Rappaport. Wake up. I mean, nobody can be that thick, William. But have some idea what you're talking about, because you're factually wrong to begin with. And then in terms of what I said, none of it was directed at Rappaport. Clean out your ears. Man, the wax buildup must be hideous if that's what you came away with. It's a conversation of the numbers itself and what they mean. And the absolute inaccuracy as it relates to the talent. Do you understand? Oh, man. And by the way, Haskins apparently recorded lower numbers, 52 in both directions. So Haskins has a weaker arm than Brett Rypien. Okay. Robert in Georgia.
Hey, Walt. How's it going?
Hey, Robert. Appreciate you getting in.
Hey, listen, my dad's a West Virginia fan, and I've watched a lot of Will Grier, and that dude might be able to drop a ball in a bucket, but he certainly does not have a rocket. But I guess my question is, could you maybe explain how they go about coming up with these numbers? Is it an average of all the throws they make towards targets? And I don't watch a lot of the NFL Combine. Are they just standing out there and saying, okay, throw the ball as hard as you can, and they – put a radar gun on it? How does that work?
It is a radar gun, and the question has always been the accuracy of the measurements. And obviously this year, worse than ever. You know, hey, by the way, next time we get stopped for speeding, I'm just going to point to this.
Yeah.
Hey, Ramona, I have an idea for you. I have an idea for you, Ramona, because you get stopped all the time. Next time you get stopped for speeding, you just need to point to this. Say, man, you can't get me with any of that radar stuff. I mean, you guys had Brett Rypien throwing harder than Tyvee Jackson. I think that'll be a legal defense. I think that'll hold up in court. And by the way, this is from a couple years ago, but Benjamin Albright wrote, there's never been a quarterback who threw less than 54 with any long-term success in the NFL. And I think if I remember, Deshaun Watson threw 49. Yeah, here it is right here, 49. Now, I don't believe the 49. Deshaun Watson was 6 miles per hour behind Brett Rypien. Okay, whatever.
But, I mean, Walt, is that an average of all their throws or just one particular throw?
No.
I don't
Yeah, the methodology has changed a little bit over the years, but it is being recorded by radar, however they're doing it right now.
Well, see, I guess my question then would be, if these guys were being recorded for the velocity while they were thrown at targets,
Hold on one second.
Was there a chance?
Yeah, Texter 940 is saying, based on their measurements of throwing to the left and right. Yeah, we've already said that, but yes. Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, if they were thrown at targets while they were being recorded for velocity, do you think there was a chance that maybe they let off a little bit for more accuracy?
No, I mean, I think that they obviously are aware that they're being recorded for velocity. So I don't have an answer, Robert. I really don't. I don't have an answer other than those numbers are completely erroneous as it relates to the arm strength of those quarterbacks. And that is why it's being utilized. It's being utilized as a measure of the arm strength of the quarterbacks.
Right, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, I've seen a lot of these cats play, and there's no way that the guys at the top have, you know, the strongest arms. I mean, there's just no way. I just thought maybe, you know, it was a situation where, you know, they were focused more on hitting a target. Maybe that, you know, they thought that was more important at hitting a target or a receiver than getting some mustard on the ball. So, yeah. I wasn't sure how they measured that. I don't watch the NFL Combine, so I'm not, you know, by any means an expert on it. So I just was curious about that. I wanted to follow up on something we talked about yesterday. Clemson, if they beat North Carolina State, what their chances were against Virginia. Looked into it a little bit today. You know, Clemson, when they played Virginia, that was their fourth worst shooting performance in the history of their basketball program. They shot like 26%. And now I know Virginia's defense has a lot to do with that, but the other thing that I looked and saw was, you know, Clemson was coming off in 7 days. They played at Duke, at Syracuse, and then they hosted Virginia at home, all in 7 days. And you've spoke a lot about that brutal stretch of their schedule. Elijah Thomas went 4 of 10 in that game. And I understand, you know, Virginia's got some big guys in there. Clemson just shot the ball horrifically in that game. And I just think that Clemson may be able to hold their own this time in the ACC tournament. The other thing is there's been crazier things happen in the ACC tournament. And, man, I really do. I'm not going to go out and say Clemson might win or will win that game, but I really think Clemson stands a much better chance against Virginia this time around than they did playing them earlier in the season.
Yeah, look, I would buy that. I mean, if you want to tell me that if Clemson beats NC State, as I believe they will, and I think they're going to handle NC State with relative ease, by the way, I think they'll win by double digits. And we've been right on all these games recently. And we'll see. I mean, maybe we'll be wrong about that, and then it's a moot point. And I'll wind up eating crow about that. But I think Clemson is going to handle NC State with relative ease, and I think they'll move on to Virginia. And I would expect them to compete. I think it's a senior-oriented team. It's a team that has overcome a lot this year, and I don't think they'll be an easy out. Will I be picking them to beat Virginia? No, because I'm not picking anybody to beat Virginia except Gonzaga.
Right. Well, that leads me to my last point, and I'll take your comments about this off the air. You're obviously pretty high on Gonzaga. I haven't been able to watch them play this year. I've only, you know, seen scores and highlights and whatnot. But I tell you, and I know that they're probably not getting talked about this as much nationally as and as high national people aren't as high on them as maybe you are. But man, the last time that I heard people talk about a team like you're talking about Gonzaga is how people talked about the 82-83 Houston team, Phi Slamma Jamma, and everybody thought that they were just destined to walk straight up and cut the nets down, and it didn't happen then. So, love your show. I'll take your comments
off
you.
Thank you, Robert. Yeah, again, the Zags have played without Killian Tilly for most of the year. And Tilly is, in some ways, their most skilled big guy. And he's 6'10". He is the living, breathing definition of a stretch four. He will take you out to the three-point line, and if you do not get out there and get in his face and guard him, he will kill you from the three-point line. He's a machine. And he's just, and he's skilled. And they were already a load. You already had one of the better point guards in the country, one of the better two guards in the country, some of the better baseline players in the country. Huchimura and Clark were both up for National Player of the Year consideration. And so you already had all these ingredients, and now Tilly came back. And when I watched them last night, they are, and granted, the level of competition isn't great now. And someone wrote me earlier and said, you know, but early in the year, they were only so-and-so. They played a murderer's row. They did it intentionally, and they traveled all around the country to do it. They wanted to expose themselves to that. But when I look at this Gonzaga team right now, I don't see any clear weakness. If there is a weakness, it is Sprinter 412 says, I'm ashamed to have admitted I graduated Clemson with Will. It's all right. I mean, look, everybody says ridiculous things every once in a while. I did back in 2002 once. when I look at Gonzaga, there just isn't any clear weakness. They have all the ingredients you want. They can really shoot the ball. They're so skilled offensively. They're so absurdly long. I mean, and they just keep coming at you. I mean, Huchimura and Clark are two of the best athletes playing basketball in America. Clark on that baseline, again, CBS the other day, their final list had Clark like number six in the country on their National Player of the Year list, six or five or wherever he was. Here's the thing. He's probably the third or fourth or fifth best player on that team. I mean, if Tilly is healthy, which apparently he is now, I mean, I'm taking Huchimura and Tilly certainly before him, and I might take the two guards too. But Clark is a 43, 44-inch vertical leap, never takes a bad shot, plays within himself. You know, he's about 6'7", 6'8", is always within 10 feet of the basket. That's where he lives. Huchimura is just ridiculous. I mean, he's 6'8", 6'9". His arms are 17 feet long. He can face up from three. He can put it on the ground. He has a mid-range. He can kill you around the basket. Nobody can touch his shot because the release point is so absurdly high. And Tilly is 6'10". Limitless range, can shoot it from 25 feet. The guards are great. They're obviously well coached. They've established more depth. I mean, there's nothing like it. There's nobody like it. And there's nobody else who has their level of maturity too. I mean, this is a team that has been down the road and has all these ingredients. And look, I get it. People are going to say the same thing they said about Villanova before Villanova won it. I mean, somebody wrote me that last night, and I get it. But Walt, you know, I'm a little leery because, you know, they haven't done it before. Again, that's what people said about Villanova until, of course, they did. And then all that changed. Well, I think this is the team to change it. Here's what I really think. I think they're going to get in this tournament, and I think they're going to kill people. I think they're going to absolutely kill people. I don't think you want to be in their bracket. I mean, are they going to have a close game at some point? Yeah. At some point they will. But, you know, one thing I always say about the tournament, why I've never liked Virginia in the past before this year, is that you have to have a built-in margin of victory. You can't be trying to win every one of these games by 5 points because simple math tells you that it's not going to hold up. You have to win by wide margins and then survive one or two games. And I think that's what Gonzaga is going to do. I think they're going to crush people in this tournament. And I also think they may wind up crushing some teams that people think are elite. Because right now, I'm not sure there's anybody who can play with them. I think they're going to win the NCAA tournament, and I think they'll win easily. I mean, I just think they're so gifted and have so many answers. There is no apparent weakness to Gonzaga. Early in the year, again, one thing I was concerned about was their lack of defensive intensity. It seemed like they thought they could mail it in because they were so good offensively, and they were even then playing without Tilly. Like, when they beat Duke, they didn't have Tilly. And I thought they were just a little too casual defensively. But in just watching them now, in some of its level of competition, but they have ratcheted that way up. They are playing with an entirely different level of intensity. Like, they think they're the best team in the country. And they are starting to, a cliche alert, starting to tighten those screws a little bit. So I think there's that. I still see it as I saw it before the year. I think Gonzaga is going to play Virginia for the national championship. I think Virginia is going to give them a game, but I think they're going to come up short. I just think Gonzaga is too gifted, too talented, too long, too athletic, too skilled. Let me put it this way. I'm not certain I've seen a team in 20 years with Gonzaga's level of skill amongst their baseline players. Their level of skill, of basketball skill, is just impossibly good on that baseline. I mean, you have a baseline of Hachimura, Clark, and Tilly that is insanely good and talented. And it's not like they don't have guards. Perkins, one of the 10 best point guards in the country. And you have one of the best off guards in the country. Quick break. You want to get in. 654-7627. 654-7627. Now would be a good time. Let me tell you about my friends at First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it better than First Class Halt. They're the experts. Look, they drive these vehicles. They live in them. They work in them. They know them like nobody else. And they're just special. You have an inherent advantage over the rest of us because if you own one of these vehicles, you have somebody who specializes in your vehicle. You know, you wouldn't go to a general practitioner for thoracic surgery. You'd want an expert. Well, if you own one of those vehicles, you have experts in First Class Halt. They give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on FCH work, free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service. The facilities are so clean you could eat off the floor. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the free shuttle. This is First Class Halt. Here's the other thing. They only hire experts. Greg is over 25 years with Lexus. Steve is over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting top-notch specialists in the industry. They always explain the options to you, to the customer, so you make the final call on all work. Right now, here are your specials. $100 off any timing belt package for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. Is it time to replace your timing belt? Do you even know if you have a timing belt? Do you even know what it is? Check your owner's manual. It's probably 50, 60,000 miles. I don't know exactly, but when it's due, if you don't get it done, if you don't get it replaced, you'll cause your engine to fail. $100 off any timing belt package right now. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. Were your brakes squeaking? Or do they sound like grinding metal now? Then it's time for rotor resurfacing. $12 Amazon or Starbucks e-gift card with a purchase of Mobil 1 fully synthetic oil change. Go do it. Call them in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. Tell them I say it. It's the way this whole deal works. Quick break.
Are you tired of eating greasy fast food for lunch? Stop in at Carson Steak Warehouse and try their daily lunch specials like cheesy steak quesadillas, delicious bacon cheeseburgers, barbecue sandwiches, and more, all under $8. Also, check out their early bird specials from 3 to 6. Ditch the fast food. Eat fresh at Carson's and Anderson, 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson, besides Tucker's. View their full menu online at carsonsteakwarehouse.net. Again, that's carsonsteakwarehouse.net.
Did you know you can spray Lanix on just about anything that needs protection? How about adding a non-slip grip to your axe? Or how about a park bench, a trailer, van life, work truck? motorcycle. Think outside the bed liner and line exit.
Call us today at Line X of Anderson.
Mark Childress here. Join me at the Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina. I'll be there live 9 till noon for the third annual Big Splash sales event, full of great deals on boats, vendors, and family fun. The Big Splash event this Saturday at Clemson Marina.
The 2018 model blowout sale rolls on at George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less and travelers less. Like a Ford Escape Titanium with leather and moonroof. Suggested retail at $36,175. Sale priced at just $29,999. We're talking great deals at George Coleman Ford, with four generations of Colemans taking great care of you. The 18 model blowout sale at George Coleman Ford.
Everyone qualifies. Offer good through April 4th, 2019.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
Mickey Pollard here with another great offer from Zero Res. Spring is upon us, and so is the dust and dirt. Now through the end of March, mention Mickey Pollard and get three rooms of carpet clean for only $119 and a hallway for free. Get ahead of the spring cleaning rush. And did you know that Zero Res also cleans air ducts? Call for a free estimate, 864-558-7300, or book online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
Join Walt Deptula's Road Rage at Twin Peaks this Thursday for some awesome food, drinks, and of course the scenic views. Get sports delivered to you like only Walt can do. And enjoy the cold beer and the HD TVs live this Thursday at Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road.
Hi, Tiger fans. For the past 3 years, you've given Engineered Sleep Mattress Company your strong support and helped their business grow tremendously. They wanted to take a moment to simply say thank you. Thank you for supporting a local business. Thank you for supporting this radio station. And thank you for telling your friends and family about a great place to buy a mattress. If you're not sleeping well, then make 2019 your year to get some great sleep. Go visit Engineered Sleep Mattress Company in Greenville.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Or online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
I'm not going to lie. I'm impressed.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP 105.5 The Roar. More bad news for Auburn in the basketball scandal. You got to keep your scandals separate. This is the basketball scandal. I'll get to the other scandal perhaps before the end of the show. Assistant Ira Bowman tied to bribery scheme in federal testimony. Auburn assistant coach Ira Bowman has been figured as a participant in a scheme that led to bribes to get a player on the basketball roster at Penn University in 2015, according to testimony by former Penn head coach Jerome Allen. Testimony was made last week in a federal bribery trial of a Florida healthcare executive. Former Penn head coach Jerome Allen admitted Friday he accepted $300,000 in bribes from Philip S. Formez to get his son Morris on the Quakers basketball team. I mean, isn't this sort of the same thing that's going on in a slightly different way in that other scandal? Allen testified Bowman, then an assistant at Penn, knew of the scheme and was later involved after Allen was fired as head coach in 2015. The payments allegedly stopped after Morris left the team when it became clear he would be cut from the roster under the new head coach. Oh, man, are you kidding me? Texas is Molly Hatch, and I love it. Exactly. So former Penn head coach Jerome Allen admitted that he accepted $300,000 in bribes from Philip S. Formes to get his son Morris on the Quakers basketball team. I don't know. Things get worse and worse and worse. And then we have, of course, the major scandal which is going on, which involves Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin. Do you know either of these two characters, Ramona?
That first name sounds familiar.
Because honestly,
but I don't know who. I can't put my finger on who she is, and I never heard of the other lady.
Well, I couldn't pick them out of a police lineup, but we have a nationwide scandal involving admissions offices and getting people into school under false pretense, and the payment of millions of dollars changing hands over the course of a quarter century to carry out these illicit actions. And apparently two of the people who may be going to jail, Ramona, this Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin or whatever. I have no idea. One of them played Aunt Becky in some stupid TV show. I'm sure some of you know that TV show. I never saw it once.
Oh,
I don't even know what it is.
That's that show with the twin babies.
Okay, someone wrote Lori Loughlin from Full House. I don't even know what it is.
You wouldn't know because it was strictly one of them.
I wouldn't watch that.
Good shows.
I would never have watched that and never did. So I don't know who she is.
I don't know who the other one is. The name sounded familiar and I couldn't figure out.
Well, the other one allegedly was in Desperate Housewives or something, or maybe that was the same one. They're actresses.
I was thinking they were. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sports related.
I don't have any idea.
The actresses are. What are they doing all this for?
Oh yeah, they're going to prison.
Wow.
See, here's the thing, or they may be going to a prison allegedly. Here's the thing, I don't know who they are, but for me personally, it's always a good day when Hollywood types go to prison.
Well, yeah, they're Hollywood types, but they're. I mean.
They're 30 years ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I'm still okay with it.
They were probably supplementing their income with the Sierra, whatever's going on, allegedly.
No. They're involved in payoffs to get their precious little ones into schools, allegedly, something of that sort. I saw this earlier from somebody named Amy Curtis, and she's retweeting Lori Loughlin. It vanished. It went away. Damn, it went away. Apparently, Lori Loughlin was able to run that down. But she had tweeted something about...
the tweet?
Yeah, she had tweeted something about how, you know, it always pays to be honest and you should always be the right thing.
You got to be careful with that. We've had that happen a lot. Somebody comes out and tweets how you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, and then they get caught doing this and that.
Yeah, that'll happen. Here's one little excerpt that I like, okay, on this whole scandal. I want to give you the CBS version of it in a minute, but before I do that, I want to just touch on the Southern California element, and this is from Yahoo Sports. This was retweeted by Pete Thamel. This is too good to be believed. Indictment. Associate AD at Southern Cal helps students gain entry into USC as football recruits. This is the associate athletic director. This is not the assistant librarian or the assistant to the janitor of the janitor. No, this is an associate athletic director at Southern Cal, helps students gain entry into USC as football recruits. An alleged college entrance fraud scheme revealed by federal authorities on Tuesday included the creation of fake football players to get around Southern Cal's academic standards. According to the Justice Department's indictment, a college prep business run by William Rick Singer would create athlete profiles for kids, some of whom did not play sports at all, at the behest and payment from their parents. Then, with the alleged cooperation of USC Senior Associate Athletic Director Donna Heinel, I sort of like that version better. Donna Hanel, by the way, she's not just an associate athletic director. She's a senior associate athletic director. Donna Hanel, the kids would be admitted into USC as athletes instead of as regular students. Hanel had been charged with racketeering conspiracy. See, that doesn't sound good. That word right there, that word racketeering, that is a very bad word from a legal standpoint.
Okay, now, I don't quite understand what the purpose of doing that for non-athletes is. What do they hope to gain by doing that?
Oh, because the standards are different. You still see. Hang on. I think we're coming
to
that.
Okay, you're going
to explain. Yeah, I think we'll come to that. All right. She's been charged with racketeering conspiracy as part of the wide-ranging indictment that also names actress Lori Loughlin and Felicity Hoffman. In addition to helping students get into USC as football recruits, Hanel allegedly did the same for kids positioned as basketball and crew recruits. Loughlin's daughters were posed as crew recruits. USC said Tuesday afternoon that Hanel, along with water polo coach Javin Vavic, or Vavich, have been fired. Oh, that's a shock. Per the indictment, Singer, identified as cooperating witness number one, told one of the defendants that positioning his son as a football player, here's the part you want to know about, Ramona, would increase the son's odds of getting into USC by 90% thanks to Hanel's cooperation. The son of William McGashlin was positioned as a kicker who would walk on his USC despite going to a high school, wait for it, that doesn't play football.
Well, yeah, I get it. I get it that they're not athletes. I don't understand how that benefits them by saying they're athletes, how that gets them in.
I guess
I still don't understand.
Escucha, you repeat that.
Well, use different words because I'm not getting it.
Where'd it go?
So they're getting in by saying they're athletes because they take athletes with lower
right, and because
test scores
and because
they're athletes?
Right, and because they could funnel them through this woman.
Okay.
They could funnel them directly through this woman. Again, she's been charged with racketeering. In addition to helping students get into USC as football recruits, she did the same for kids positioned as basketball and crew recruits. Her daughters were posed as crew recruits. Singer, identifying as cooperating witness number one, told one of the defendants that positioning his son as a football player would increase the son's odds of getting into USC by 90% thanks to Hanel's cooperation. The son of William McGashlin was positioned as a kicker who would walk on at USC despite going to a high school that didn't have a football team. The alleged scheme even went as far as photo. This is my favorite part. The alleged scheme even went as far as photoshopping McGlashlin's son to make it look like he was a football player. From the indictment, CW1 went on in the call to tell McGlashlin in substance that if they could get his son accepted to USC as a fake kicker or punter, his odds of admission would jump to 90% as set forth in the excerpt below. CW1, so you know, essentially she, Hanel, told me that when I get all the paperwork together and I got to create this profile pic. So what I'll probably need, if you guys have any pictures of him playing multiple sports or something where you can kind of see his face a little bit in action. McGlashlin.
But sooner or later, he's going to have to, like, be there to play, right?
Yeah, well, no. Because the way it works, I've read some of these other conversations along this line. Maybe I'll get to one more here, is that at some point, you just fade off into the process. At some point, it's just, well, you really wasn't good enough to play at this level, but you're in. So that's how it works.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Other fake football players were created too. The son of a liquor distribution CEO was also positioned as a fake long snapper to get into USC. That fake football profile was created in conjunction with alleged entrance exam fraud. Yeah, because, you know, what's a fake football profile without entrance exam fraud? According to the indictment, Marcy Palatella gave the college prep business a fake SAT score to go with the fake football profile. You know, listen, that's perfectly understandable. I mean, if you're going to fake one thing, you want to fake everything, right? You're looking for...
You
want to be consistently fake.
If you can't make it from your scores and get in...
aren't you going to fail once you start taking all the classes?
Probably not.
I mean,
probably,
if you can't get in on your brain,
what makes you think that there were
going to
be any real classes?
Well, I'm hoping that there would be classes.
I love this. According to the indictment, Marcy Palatella gave the college prep business a fake SAT score to go with the fake football profile. Her son was admitted to USC in November of 2017. It's good to know that it's all fake. It's all cheating right across the board. Not a single thing is real.
Well, you know, Hollywood always wants to get in there with everything.
Fake test results, fake entrance exams, fake. You want to get in, 654-7627. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232, 269-1232. This is Gilstrap Roofing. They will help you. They are very real. They've been real for 80 years, doing it the right way. Take advantage of their free checkup. You know, if there's nothing wrong, that's what Gilstrap will tell you. If there's something wrong, get it fixed before disaster strikes. Your roof is the most important element of your home. It keeps all the weather out. It's the one area of your home you don't visit at all. You probably even visit your crawl space, but you don't visit your roof, nor should you, because it probably wouldn't be safe for you to do so. But let Gilstrap take care of it. They do roofs. They saved Ramona when her house was raining inside, very cheap and affordably. Her house has never rained since. Your house should not be raining inside. Call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. They will help you. 269-1232. 269-1232 for Gilstrap Roofing. Hanel provided handwritten edits to the football profile and indicated that the photograph included on the profile should be exchanged for a better picture that was, quote, more athletic looking. Hard to create more athletic when there isn't any. USC mailed Hodges' son a formal acceptance letter on or about March 24, 2015. Exactly 1 week later, Hodge mailed Hanel a $75,000 check payable to the USC, quote, Women's Athletic Board. On or about April 1st, 2015, Hodge wired $125,000 to The Key and $125,000 to KWF. CW1, in turn, directed a payment of $50,000 from KWF to a bank account controlled in part by Janky in the name of SC Football Academy, a private soccer team. Wow. Walt Deptula, Road Rage, quick break. You want to get in, 654-7627.
This Wednesday night, the Tigers return to Doug Kingsmore Stadium to host Coastal Carolina in an important midweek contest. The pregame show will begin at 5:30 p.m. with first pitch at 6 p.m. right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch every minute of Clemson baseball as the road to Omaha continues right here in the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
For over 30 years, one family has owned and operated Roto-Rooter, helping thousands of home and business owners like you. That's what they do 24/7, 365, with a real voice to talk to when your plumbing issues become their plumbing issues. Rest easy knowing Roto-Rooter is there for you, serving the upstate and western North Carolina for over 30 years. 288-7686, rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Landscaping professionals expect maximum productivity from their equipment, and they'll find it with the line of Ferris zero-turn mowers, available exclusively at Landscaper Supply of Easley. locally owned and managed, Landscaper Supply of Easley proudly carries Ferris zero-turn mowers, and they invite you to their open house March 13th. Landscaper Supply of Easley, 420 Williams Avenue, off 123, 859-4230. Ferris zero-turn mowers from Landscaper Supply of Easley.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife, Beth, and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made-from-scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire short list of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you kidding me right now?
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
This is from NBC News. You know, first of all, I've had multiple people write me, Ron, tell me that this chick's daughter, this Lori Loughlin's daughter, is on YouTube making videos that where she apparently talks about how much she hates school and that she only wants to go for the tailgating and the parties.
Well, what are you going to do?
Apparently it costs like $500,000 to get her into school for the tailgating and the parties.
Really? That must be depressing for the mom.
By the way,
go to jail for somebody that didn't even want to go to school.
Yeah, hopefully she didn't see that's a good point. She's going to jail for somebody who didn't even want to be there.
Yeah.
The scam's ringleader, William Ricksinger, pleaded guilty Tuesday afternoon and said, quote, I am absolutely responsible for it. No kidding, you think? You know, here's the thing. You know what the biggest mistake these scammers make is?
What's that?
By the way, Texas says, well, I wasn't a football player, but I did stay at a Holiday Inn Express. Yes. The biggest mistake they make is that they don't at some point put all their money in a suitcase and cross the border.
Just go to Mexico.
Right. There comes a point where you just have to say, okay, I've made all I can off this scam. Now I'm getting out of here before jail comes.
Yeah. If you come up with a good money-making scheme, you can do it for 6 years.
Right. There was a deal I read about one time called Cleopatra's Secret. And it was these scammers who invented this product you ordered the product from them. You paid like a fortune to get this product. And then you mixed it with evaporated milk. You mixed it with evaporated milk. And then it turned into this Cleopatra's beauty secret that you would be able to sell for fortune and all this stuff.
Oh, I see. It was a pyramid type deal.
Well, yeah, but you also used it for yourself. So people sold their cars and everything to buy this Cleopatra's secret. As stupid as that thing sounds, those people made $7 million, I read, before they finally got caught. See, if they had just stopped at $5 million, if they had just set a scammer ceiling of like $5 million, and here's what we're gonna do: we're gonna scam everybody we can with this Cleopatra secret. Once we get to $5 million, we're out of here. We're closing down shop. We're out of here. At the very least, you got to relocate to a different area.
That's what happened with the Breaking Bad guy.
Huh? What?
The show Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
The guy found out he was dying, and so he wanted to make money for his family, so he sold drugs, and he had a certain amount of money he was going to stop at, and he got power hungry and ended up.
Oh, see, that's what happened. So, like, this guy apparently has been running this deal for a quarter century.
Wow.
You see, at some point, like, you know, 15 years in, he should have said,
that's right. You know, I have plenty. I forgot about that little part.
Right. I have plenty of millions. I'm just going to retire now somewhere. No. Hollywood actress Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman. First of all, you know what? What the hell kind of name is Felicity? Who names their kid Felicity? Only one of you Hollywood freaks would name your kid Felicity, if that's even a real name. It's hard to tell with these people. But I am in favor of prison for them. I don't even know the details of the case.
I wonder what a Hollywood prison is like.
I am a big fan of prison for them.
Probably not like regular prison.
No, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's not like regular prison. They're among 50 people charged in a $25 million college entrance cheating scheme. According to court documents unsealed in Boston on Tuesday, the alleged scam focused on getting students admitted to elite universities as recruited athletes, regardless of their athletic abilities, and helping potential students cheat on their college exams, according to the indictment. Authorities said the FBI investigation, codenamed Operation Varsity Blues, man, those FBI are original, aren't they? Uncovered a network of wealthy parents who paid thousands of dollars to a California man who boosted their children's chances of gaining entrance into elite colleges such as Yale and Stanford by paying people to take tests for their children, bribing test administrators to allow that to happen, and bribing college coaches to identify the applicants as athletes. You know, it's amazing so many people are willing to take bribes.
Go down the road to some other
bribing
school.
Bribing this, bribing that,
I mean,
bribing
that.
You
gotta go through all that just to get your kid in. I mean, they'd probably get a better education at some school nobody ever heard of.
You know, yeah, here's the thing. Involving education and opportunity, I'm sorry, if you're in that arena, what kind of piece of crap takes bribes? I'm sorry. The case is about the widening corruption of elite college admissions through the steady application of wealth combined with fraud, U.S. Attorney for Massachusetts Andrew Lelling said. There can be no separate college admission for the wealthy, and I will add that there will not be a separate criminal justice system either. Oh, that little line sort of says that Felicity may begin a more conventional prison sentence. More conventional prison fare.
She must have acted out while they were trying to arrest her.
Yeah. Lelling stressed that the colleges themselves are not targets of the investigation, which is ongoing. No students were charged, and authorities said in many cases they were kept in the dark about the alleged scam. Yeah. Some of the parents spent...
They better say that. That's a lot.
Oh, here, it gets even better. Some of the parents spent between $200,000 to $6.5 million to ensure that their little Johnnies received guaranteed admission at the school of their choice, John Bonavolanta, FBI special agent in charge, said. Doesn't John Bonavolanta sound like an FBI agent?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Their actions were, without a doubt, insidious, selfish, and shameful, John added. The scheme's mastermind, William Rick Singer, pleaded guilty Tuesday to charges of racketeering conspiracy, money laundering conspiracy to defraud the United States, and obstruction of justice. I'm guessing he won't be free to do much anytime soon. There are a lot of big words in there. You know, anytime you get that racketeering word, that's a biggie. You know, the racketeering thing used to be used to get mobsters. So
yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. Wasn't that what they were trying to get Al Capone on, but they couldn't?
Yeah. I am absolutely responsible for it, Singer 58 told U.S. District Judge Raya Zobel. I put everything in place. I put all the people in place and made the payments directly. Now he sounds like a guy who's trying to protect somebody else, doesn't he? I don't know. Singer, who operated a for-profit college counseling and prep business, orchestrated the scheme and helped torpedo it when he agreed to wear, I guess this should say a microphone. It actually says, this is NBC News, Ramona, no editors. It says when he agreed to wear a wear.
They just don't edit their stories.
No, when you wear a wear, you know.
It's so important to get the story out.
And you have to be careful because,
you have to be accurate.
Right, because the person you're looking for can often see it when you wear a wear.
Yeah, those
wears.
You
know, they can see right off that when you're wearing a wear, you can see it right through the shirt, right. in retrospect, looking at everything that occurred, he is I love this. In retrospect, looking at everything that occurred, he is remorseful and contrite and wants to move on with his life, Singer's lawyer Donald H. Heller said outside the courthouse. Oh, he's going to move on with his life. Yeah. He's going to move on with his life, all right. Yeah. He's moving way on. Yeah, he's moving way on.
Yeah.
His style of living is probably going to go down a little bit, I would think. Wouldn't you think? Laughlin, best known for a role in the 80s, 90s sitcom Full House, and Hoffman, who starred in the 2004-12 ABC hit show Desperate Housewives, she could be real desperate now, were charged with conspiracy to commit mail fraud. Uh-oh. Conspiracy to commit mail fraud? Oh, that's another biggie.
That is a biggie. Anytime you do anything got to do with the mail. Yeah,
anything to do with mail. You don't want to ever combine the words mail and fraud.
No, that's
mail and fraud means you go away for a while.
That's right.
Yes. So we'll see how you get out of that one there. Conspiracy to commit mail fraud. And, oh, there was one more. Honest services fraud. That one sounds like a little bit like an oxymoron. Honest services fraud.
Honest services fraud.
Laughlin and her fashion designer husband, Massimo Gianelli. Yeah, whoever he is.
I guess he's going to be taking care of the kids.
That is 100% wrong, Ramona. Ramona, I guess he's going to be taking care of the kids now. Massimo Gianelli agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000.
Oh, he's going to a man prison.
Yeah.
She's going one way, he's going the other.
That's right. They're going to separate but equal prisons. Yeah. Massimo and his wife there, Laughlin, agreed to pay bribes totaling $500,000 to bolster their two daughters' chances of gaining admission to the University of Southern California. You know, first of all, I've been complaining about stupid decisions by NFL teams, right?
This is worse.
Right. I mean, right. Worse. Here's the thing. I'm sorry. You paid $500,000 to bolster the chances of getting in, not to like ensure that you get a whole wing. Not to ensure that you get a whole wing, just to help your chances. You paid $500,000.
Meanwhile, the daughter's going, you know what? I don't really like school anyway.
I'm just going for the parties and the tailgates. Man, hey, let me tell you about my friends at MyBookie. March Madness is here. Brackets, first round upsets, the Final Four. It's time to bet with the best at MyBookie. Would you rather sit at your office desk or call in sick and binge on the NCAA tournament games and junk food? Like, that's even a choice. Look, sometimes it feels good to be bad, especially when it's with someone you can trust. And if you're looking for a place to get in on the action, you can trust MyBookie. They've been in business for years, and they're growing like wildfire. The best part is they pay out fast. So when you call that 12-over-5 upset this year, make sure to celebrate. You'll be pocketing cold, hard cash. Look, every March Madness is the most exciting action-packed sporting event of the year. Even grandmas fill out a bracket. Place your bets with MyBookie now before you miss out. Listen, MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code RADIO to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid only at MyBookie.ag. Let me remind you, Thursday, Road Rage is back at Twin Peaks, and we will have tournament basketball. It can't get any better. Come hang out with the show at Twin Peaks and enjoy all the tournament action in the show. Come for the show, stay for the after party. It is Road Rage at Twin Peaks Thursday. If you listen to the show, you claim to like the show, the way you support it is by going to this event. I don't care what else you have to do. Come on out and hang out with us. Before we get out of here, let me tell you about My Garage. Family owned and operated, My Garage will make sure you're treated as family. They've served the upstate of South Carolina and the mountains of North Carolina for more than a decade. They're just incredible at what they do. I've met with all their mechanical team. They're just absolute experts. Their team has well over 100 years combined experience in automotive repair industry. They specialize in computer diagnostics, engine repair, strong focus on preventative, scheduled maintenance, suspension works, brakes, AC, heating. You know, here's the thing. It's not your father's Oldsmobile anymore. They don't have these garages where the belts are hanging from the ceiling and they can work on everything. You need people who have real knowledge, and that is what My Garage does. They have all the knowledge to handle any automotive issue you may confront. The only things they don't do are they don't do body work. They don't do paint. They even have robotic alignment at My Garage. A human being never touches your vehicle. The alignment is perfect every time. My Garage is well known for their work with the exotics, Mercedes, BMW, Lexus, Land Rover, Porsche, many others. But Lester and Roxanne, I want you to know they work on any make and model. They're a Michelin Alliance dealer. They carry Michelin, many other brands. You get a complimentary brake inspection when you mention my name. With oil changes, you get a 32-point inspection. You mention my name. 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson, 864-633-5800. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting from the safety of the Priority One Security Studios, we are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Sports Flash.
I'm Rich Ackerman. The Jazz are taking